nods without taking down a single thing on paper, I get nervous. There's no way that dish is coming out the way it was ordered. It's impossible to remember all that, and my friend might send the meal back, which is awkward for all parties. As much as I dislike that silly little situation, it's nothing compared to when you're at church or in a small group and one person is assigned to say a massive include everyone's request closing prayer. At this point, they should have a pen and a pad out because people are going to fire out prayer requests. Some will be simple. I need a new job. Some will be more complicated. My dad has gout on his big toe, and his brother came into town to help him. While he was here, he stole his baseball card collection. So I need prayer for the toe and the eventual capture of the brother and the safe return of the baseball card collection. If you're not writing them down, the inevitable is going to happen. You'll leave someone out. I'm sorry. Your prayer request did not make the cut. Good luck with all that. That's what you're essentially saying to the one person you forgot to mention. Mary's job request got lifted up. The big toe and the brother and the baseball card got some love. But you left out one person. And if they're listening, they're probably going to be thinking you just prayer punked them. So what can we do to fix that? A few things. Number one, put remembering the specifics on God. Sometimes it's best to just put God in charge of remembering all the details. Pray something like, God, you've heard everyone's requests tonight. We ask that you remember them and watch over them in your goodness. No one's going to complain that you didn't specifically pray for them because God's on it. Number two, throw out a blanket prayer statement. I was in a small group once where the guy praying said before he started, I'm not going to try to remember everyone's prayer requests. I like that. He was realistic and let us all know up front. You're not getting any specific shout-outs in this prayer I'm about to give. Deal with it. If I had to choose, I'd lean toward the last option. At the bare minimum, it's honest. But I still think writing them down is the way to go. Sometimes we take prayer requests pretty casually. We treat them like status meetings at work, where people check on how projects are coming along. The Q1 numbers are up and the vendor's been selected for the accounting issue. But our prayer request is different from a status report. It's you asking someone else to commune with God on your behalf. So it might be one of those rare moments in life where breaking out a pen and a piece of paper is called for. Trying to say something Christian-y without looking like a snake handler. I am slightly terrified that you'll think I am a snake handling Christian. It's not that I am constantly carrying around squirming burlap bags jam-packed with vipers. I don't have any small wounds in my hands and stories that start off like this. Well, I wasn't prayed up enough, and you know what they say about dancing with an Eastern Diamondback when you're too distracted by the world to focus on the bitey end. I've never even been to a church that considers a rattlesnake a pulpit accessory. But I don't want you to think I'm a weird Christian. That's why, depending on whom I'm talking with, I'll tell the same story using very different words to describe something I feel like God told me. If I'm with some living on the edge, completely sold out for Jesus friends, I'll come right out and say, God told me blank. If my friends are a little more conservative, I'll say, I felt like God said to me blank. Or the Holy Spirit burdened me with blank. Or God laid blank on my heart and he impressed on me blank. If I don't know the people at all and we just met, I might say, go Reds.